does doing this deal for Mayo now when he had 2 years left, and obviously Welker is in the last year of his deal, does doing Mayo first indicate that things have stalled with Welker?
Any discussions that we have regarding players' contractual situations, we keep that between representatives and ourselves. I mean, right now we're focused on getting ready for the Miami Dolphins, you know, coming off a game last night. Made the corrections from that game. We'll move forward and get ready for Miami this week, and that's what we're focused on.
Nick, have you guys made a roster decision on Andre Carter?
We haven't done anything yet as of today.
When you look around the league, are there if you guys do need to make a move and pick up a guy, are there defensive ends available, or would this be a situation where, you know, obviously you guys have invested in Markell Carter on the practice squad, would this be a situation where you sort of look internally?
We'll do what we do every week. We'll take inventory of what's available league-wide, what's on the street, look at our situation, and then we'll do what we feel is best for the football team like we always do.
Nick, when you look at all the moves you guys have had to make, really, primarily on defense, whether it's through injury or you think you could upgrade the team, has this been one of the more hectic seasons for you, just going through possible replacement guys to sign this week or the next week? Has this been, you know, more than normal?
I think really you try to do the best you can every given week. I mean, every team goes through it on a weekly basis. I mean, we're certainly no different than the other team. You know, the idea is whatever players that come into this program, you bring them in with the intent that they're going to be able to make more activity this year. Maybe there has been, but, I mean, that's just the way that the league works and the way that personnel departments work. You know, we've got a great staff. We invest a lot of time into it, and we just try to stay as prepared as we possibly can be and, you know, make the decisions and moves that we feel are necessary at any given point in time. So a lot of it, too, is when you bring the player into your program, a lot of it is, you know, up to, you know, there's been examples of guys this year. Nate has come in and given us a lot of production. Eric we brought in on short notice. So, I mean, a lot of it, too, is the players coming in and doing their job, working hard, getting themselves prepared, spending time with the coaches. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that are involved in everything. So,
one more question on Markell Carter. What kind of progress has he made this year, kind of behind the scenes in practice, and what have you guys seen from him?
Yeah, I think since he's been here from training camp up till this point, I'd say that he's certainly made progress. The biggest thing with him is coming from a lower level competition, in that situation as well. Didn't really have the aid of an off-season program, but I mean, he's worked hard. He's a player through practice, whether it's during practice, on the look team, whether it's the defensive snaps, whether it's post-practice, whether it's in the meetings. He's worked hard, he's applied himself, and I'd say that he's made progress, which I think is what you want to see with any young player. So, you know, he's worked hard, he's done a nice job, and we're happy to have him in the program.